If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Supreme Court confirmation hearings.
A principled, brilliant, conservative woman.
This nominee comes before us with serious conflicts of interest.
Campaign enters final weeks.
This is the most important election of our lives.
Lakers win NBA title.
This one's for you, Kobe. It's always been for you.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A battle's about to begin this morning in Washington. Senate confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett, President Trump's Supreme Court choice. The showdown comes just weeks after the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and with the November election closing in. On CNN, Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono.
They want her on that court to hear the Affordable Care Act case on November 10th, 1 week after the election, so that she can strike it down.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Texas Republican Ted Cruz.
I hope we don't see Senate Democrats turning it into a political circus like they did with Justice Kavanaugh.
CBS's Steve Dorsey is in Washington.
Conservatives argue federal appeals court Judge Amy Coney Barrett is a brilliant jurist with strong credentials. A former clerk to the late Justice Antonin Scalia, Barrett earned praise not just for her work, but for her integrity. Liberals worry she'll chip away at abortion rights and overturn the Affordable Care Act.
Barrett will tell the committee her philosophy was inspired by Scalia, that a judge must apply the law as written, not as a judge wishes it were. Legal scholar Lori Levinson.
The purpose of these remarks was basically to introduce her and her family and say that she is somebody who will be dedicated to following the law. But it will take the probing of the Judiciary Committee to see what that really means.
President Trump says he's regained his health after a bout with the coronavirus, and he hits the campaign trail today in Florida. White House correspondent Ben Tracy.
I've been tested totally negative. I'm going to be out in Florida working very hard.
But neither the White House nor the president's doctors have confirmed the president has, in fact, tested negative for COVID.
The word immunity means something, having really a protective glow.
Earlier in the day, the president said he's not only beaten the virus, but claims he's also now immune.
It looks like I'm immune for, I don't know, maybe a long time, or maybe a short time. It could be a lifetime. Nobody really knows, but I'm immune.
But it's not yet known if people who recover from the virus are actually immune or for how long. When the president tweeted Sunday saying he can't get or give the virus, Twitter flagged his tweet for spreading misleading and potentially harmful information about COVID-19.
One Trump ad includes this from Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I can't imagine that anybody could be doing more.
Fauci says that was edited to make it seem like he endorsed the president's handling of the pandemic and misrepresented what he said about his own commitment to the virus task force. Fauci says in 5 decades of service, he's never endorsed any political candidate. Well, the latest CBS News Battleground Tracker poll indicates President Trump has some ground to make up on Joe Biden in key states. Anthony Salvanto is our director of elections.
Michigan, where Biden is leading. Iowa, where it's even. And then I'll toss in Wisconsin, Biden leading. Pennsylvania as well. All places the president won in 2016, and he's even or trailing now.
A federal judge has raised concerns about Georgia's new election system, but did not order the state to scrap touchscreen machines for next month's election. A lawsuit contended there hadn't been enough testing of the machines and the integrity of the vote could be in question. In South Carolina, the Democrat challenging incumbent Senator Lindsey Graham shattered congressional fundraising records. Jamie Harrison's campaign says it took in $57 million in the third quarter of the year. Now to Louisiana, a state left reeling after the pounding from Hurricane Delta. David Begno is in Lake Charles.
Tens of thousands of people are living under blue tarps. They're living with holes in their roofs. And a lot of people are living in trailers in the front yard of their home. There were two storm-related deaths after Delta Friday night. But do you know that the majority of hurricane-related deaths here in Louisiana over the last 7 weeks have come from carbon monoxide poisoning? If you're using a generator, keep it at least 20 feet away from you outside.
It was a rough night in Portland, Oregon.
Get back! Get out of the street, every one of you.
Police declared a riot and broke up protest crowds, but not before damage was done to statues. KOIN-TV reporter Jennifer Dowling.
The Lincoln statue here in the Park Blocks area has been toppled. There was a use of a series of chains and pulleys in order to bring the statue down. Just a block away, the Teddy Roosevelt statue, the image of him riding on a horse, was also brought down in a similar fashion.
A 30-year-old private security guard working for a Denver TV station could face murder charges in the shooting death of a man Saturday during a day of protests in the city. Reports say the guard, who was in jail, was maced and slapped before the gunfire. At least 9 people were hurt in San Jose when an out-of-control SUV hit some outdoor diners. This man was nearby.
A little confusion, like what's going on? And then when he started plowing into all these people, now I heard people screaming. Then it kind of like got a little bit depressing.
Police say the driver may have had a medical issue. It was a night to celebrate in Los Angeles. Fans pay tribute to the late Kobe Bryant after the Lakers won the NBA championship. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Inside the NBA bubble.
This historic 2020 NBA championship belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers.
The call on ABC as the Lakers beat the Miami Heat to win the series 4-2. The Lakers were led by their great superstar.
LeBron James putting on the finishing touches.
LeBron James scored 28 points. He was named the finals most valuable player, the fourth time he has won the award.
For me to be a part of such a historical franchise, it's an unbelievable feeling.
Hanging over this entire series for these Lakers was the tragedy they endured in January. And that wasn't forgotten here in L.A. as Laker fans ignored social distancing and celebrated last night.
This one's for you, Kobe! It's always been for you!
Not everything was peaceful during the celebration here. Some police cars were damaged. There were some arrests. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
CBS News Radio this weekend won 3 Edward R. Murrow Awards, our top industry honor, including overall excellence. In this broadcast, the World News Roundup won Best Newscast for the 7th straight year. A new bit of movie casting has kicked up some controversy.
Picking up where Liz Taylor left off.
Will kneel.
I will what?
On your knees.
Wonder Woman's Gal Gadot. But the choice of an Israeli to play the Queen of Egypt isn't going over well with critics of Middle Eastern descent. They call it disrespectful, arguing the part should have gone to an Arab actress. The director, Patty Jenkins, says the new movie will tell Cleopatra's story through the eyes of women, both behind and in front of the camera. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Margaret Nolan, a British actress and model, best known for her role in the James Bond film Goldfinger and The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night, has died. She was 76. And longtime TV game show host Tom Kennedy has died at 93. He hosted Name That Tune, The Price is Right, and more than a dozen other shows. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.